Well, obviously, very, very disappointed. I think, as most people here would have seen, and everybody that I've spoken to, what they saw was a player, a competitive player, going for the ball, winning the ball, in full control of his actions. And perfectly balanced, and I think that's the same opinion as most people have given me. So I find it astonishing that we have a system in place that sees somebody in that position receive a three-game ban, you know, the exact same as somebody would have if you saw what we would regard as a reckless red card, a two-footed challenge with both feet off the ground. And Dale Stevens, the one that mostly I feel for, because he's a player that's played all season and played ever so well all season, because of a system, we'll see him missing three games, and arguably, two or three of the most important games in his career. I think once a red card has been given, it becomes difficult for any panel to rescind that or overturn that in the system that we have. So I feel for Dale because he's a part of a group of lads, and they're a very spirited group of lads that do a lot of things together that won't have that opportunity, I say, to play in what is a vital part of the season.
You mentioned his role this season. How much of a blow is it to have it at such a crucial time?
It's a big blow, but I think what I have to be able to do is I have to be able to concentrate on what is fact. And there's no doubt we have real good competition in the squad. There's also no doubt that we've gone through periods this season where we've had to miss big players through injury or whatever situation, and it's part and parcel of the game. You have to adjust your squads, and I have a very, very competitive squad, and what always happens is that when somebody misses out, it's an opportunity for somebody else, and generally this season, whoever's taken that opportunity has done well and warranted it. So for the team point of view or the squad point of view, I don't have a problem because, as I say, we're used to adjusting. So my feelings are more for Dale than for the individual himself.
In terms of the whole squad, what's the latest on Bobby? Obviously synonymous with the playoffs as well as a player, but is there any chance, if not for Friday or Monday, but even that longer period, nearly 3 weeks before a possible playoff final, is there any sort of light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I think that, well, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. I think, you know, our initial games, of course, the first one Friday, but Friday and Monday, then no, he won't be involved in, and probably I just want to look at them two first, but certainly no, he won't be involved in either one.